Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Monarchy sounds pretty cool. A king, queen, prince or princess, royal ceremonies and weddings. But when it comes to making important decisions, the fate of the country is left to chance. Monarchy is having one person with absolute power, and that person can overrule any decision. Is it fair if your family has worked hard for 3 generations and then someone comes in and takes away everything you have? If you have a bad king or queen, you are in big trouble for a long time because you can't vote out a monarch.
Speaker B.
Who needs democracy nowadays? The politicians misuse the rights given to them. On the contrary, monarchy, if used right, could be very effective. It works very well because the monarch can really get things done as he has no Congress or Parliament to convince to do things his way. The monarch acts like a president, but he has years of experience to add to the role of government advisor, having worked with many political parties over the years. My country is ruled by the monarchy. The prince and princess are nice people and they've done a lot for our country.
Speaker C.
In reality, there are a lot of people who feel that monarchy is an expensive anachronism. In the UK, the monarchy is not nearly as costly to the taxpayers as some people think it is. They make far more money for Great Britain than they receive. The tourist trade became huge in the last century, much of it made from the royalty. The royals also raise enormous amounts of money for charities by being patrons of them. Besides, we do not have to elect a president, and this alone saves a lot of money. I'm sure Britain would be far less well off as a republic.
Speaker D.
The monarchy is thousands of years old, and it's steeped in tradition. One can say that the monarchy is a bit outdated, but it does have lots of advantages. First, it attracts plenty of tourists who love visiting Britain because of its rich cultural and historic heritage, which is mostly due to the royals. Everyone loves the royals and they want to see Buckingham Palace. Did you see how many people were present at the wedding of Prince William and Princess Kate? Abolishing the monarchy would be the same as knocking down the Tower of London.
Speaker E.
The most well-organized nations in Europe are all monarchies. I don't think this is a coincidence. I think having a neutral monarch provides strength and unity in the country. The monarch provides a sense of continuity in terms of political and social change. While political parties change constantly, the sovereign continues as head of state, providing a stable framework within which a government can introduce wide-ranging reforms. And at least one part of the government is always there. Elected parties come and go, but the monarch is always there to ensure that the elected government is put in place.
Speaker F.
I would say most of us are a bit indifferent in our opinions on monarchy. Having never lived under a monarchy, we mostly don't have sufficient experience to really know what it is like to be under a monarch. However, I can't see any significant difference between a monarchy and a republic. Most of the Western European republics are almost no different in constitution from monarchy, except that they have a president instead of a king or queen to do formal stuff like summoning and dissolving parliament, calling elections, and appointing the prime minister. So, from a governmental point of view, there's absolutely no benefit.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Monarchy sounds pretty cool. A king, queen, prince or princess, royal ceremonies and weddings. But when it comes to making important decisions, the fate of the country is left to chance. Monarchy is having one person with absolute power, and that person can overrule any decision. Is it fair if your family has worked hard for 3 generations and then someone comes in and takes away everything you have? If you have a bad king or queen, you are in big trouble for a long time because you can't vote out a monarch.
Speaker B.
Who needs democracy nowadays? The politicians misuse the rights given to them. On the contrary, monarchy, if used right, could be very effective. It works very well because the monarch can really get things done as he has no Congress or Parliament to convince to do things his way. The monarch acts like a president, but he has years of experience to add to the role of government advisor, having worked with many political parties over the years. My country is ruled by the monarchy. The prince and princess are nice people and they've done a lot for our country.
Speaker C.
In reality, there are a lot of people who feel that monarchy is an expensive anachronism. In the UK, the monarchy is not nearly as costly to the taxpayers as some people think it is. They make far more money for Great Britain than they receive. The tourist trade became huge in the last century, much of it made from the royalty. The royals also raise enormous amounts of money for charities by being patrons of them. Besides, we do not have to elect a president, and this alone saves a lot of money. I'm sure Britain would be far less well off as a republic.
Speaker D.
The monarchy is thousands of years old, and it's steeped in tradition. One can say that the monarchy is a bit outdated, but it does have lots of advantages. First, it attracts plenty of tourists who love visiting Britain because of its rich cultural and historic heritage, which is mostly due to the royals. Everyone loves the royals and they want to see Buckingham Palace. Did you see how many people were present at the wedding of Prince William and Princess Kate? Abolishing the monarchy would be the same as knocking down the Tower of London.
Speaker E.
The most well-organized nations in Europe are all monarchies. I don't think this is a coincidence. I think having a neutral monarch provides strength and unity in the country. The monarch provides a sense of continuity in terms of political and social change. While political parties change constantly, the sovereign continues as head of state, providing a stable framework within which a government can introduce wide-ranging reforms. And at least one part of the government is always there. Elected parties come and go, but the monarch is always there to ensure that the elected government is put in place.
Speaker F.
I would say most of us are a bit indifferent in our opinions on monarchy. Having never lived under a monarchy, we mostly don't have sufficient experience to really know what it is like to be under a monarch. However, I can't see any significant difference between a monarchy and a republic. Most of the Western European republics are almost no different in constitution from monarchy, except that they have a president instead of a king or queen to do formal stuff like summoning and dissolving parliament, calling elections, and appointing the prime minister. So, from a governmental point of view, there's absolutely no benefit.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.